You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
All right, hello and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And we are here yet again to bring you a fine selection of two comics from our awful, awful collection of books. And this week we have a slight theme again.
Sort of.
I'm trying to keep in the WrestleMania theme, because as we record this, WrestleMania is...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have something wrestling themed, so we'll save that for later. The first book we're going to jump into is... The Doom Patrol.
Yep.
Doom Patrol, Volume 2, Number 15, from December 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Doom Patrol versus Animal, Vegetable, Mineral Man.
Sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Which is such a wonderful name for anyone.
It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
It really does. It does. I wonder who the fuck thought that up.
All right, so we start out with an old man.
Well, they're looking for this guy.
Well, he's looking for now. Okay, so for basically, if you're not familiar with the Doom Patrol is kind of like the ersatz. Oh, I'm glad that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the ersatz X-Men who, for DC's version. They actually, there's a lot of discussion as to whether or not the X-Men. The original Doom Patrol were a version of the X-Men that was ripped off from DC, you know, by
from
DC
Marvel, yeah.
From Marvel. I mean, and there's similarities and everything like that, but obviously the X-Men is much more, it's been much better.
Yeah.
But, well, it's debatable, and if you like Doom Patrol, then maybe Doom Patrol's better, but nonetheless, so basically Doom Patrol is Robot Man who is...
A robot
with a human brain. He's in like a ceramic metal body, and he's Robot Man. And then there was Elastigirl, who gets big or small depending on which one eats. And we are just having so many.
It's going well today.
Because it's a nice day outside, so people are just cranking the tunes. And then there's also Negative Man. Negative Man is basically an irradiated man.
Irradiated
man who has a negative self that shoots out of his body and then he kind of collapses and whatever.
Yeah.
And then their leader is the Chief, Niles Calder.
Uh-huh.
And he is basically like Dr. or Professor X because he's in a wheelchair and always has been in a wheelchair. So that's why the similarities have kind of been there.
Yeah.
So
this old man.
So General Immortus is the old man in question here. And he's
hanging out at a senior's home, Northdale Senior's Home.
Yeah. Now, is he, like, yelling at this doctor?
Yes, he's yelling
at... Is he the guy in charge, or is he just yelling at somebody?
He's the guy in charge, and he is yelling at this guy because this guy apparently was assigned to find Niles Calder, and he has just found him.
Okay.
And he's like, he's mine, I don't give a fuck if he's friends with the president, blah! So that's where we start.
Okay, so General Immortus is all like, bring me Niles Calder, because General Immortus is the reason why the... Because for those of you that obviously followed Doom Patrol, you know that they were one of the... They died. They were...
All of them?
All of them died in an explosion, because basically what was going to happen was General Immortus put them on this island, and... was going to either destroy them or destroy a fishing village of like 300 people.
Hmm.
And being the noble team that they are, they sacrificed themselves to save the people on the fishing village, so they all got blown up.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they still came back later.
Well, yeah, it's a comic book.
It's a comic book because nobody dies.
Nope.
So that's
no
basically
death.
Yeah.
So back at the Doom Patrol headquarters, it has been, annihilated.
Decimated.
Just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And they're like, meh. And so Robot Man's like, hey, where is that girl? Whatever her name
Celsius.
Where's...
Her name is Celsius.
And they're like, she's upstairs. And Robot Man, who, for some reason, who we've discussed before, he is a robot.
He's a robot, yeah.
He is a robot. He is wearing clothing. He's wearing a pair
like,
of pants.
Straight up, like, he's wearing...
like, a nice shirt with,
he's
like,
got,
buttons
like,
on it.
He's got, like, corduroys and nice...
But he's...
Nice black shirt.
But he's a robot.
And he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he looks really well put together, but he is a robot.
See, but the problem, the thing is, I think, when I explained this earlier, is that his thought process is he's a human guy, human brain. So, in his head, he probably feels that he is naked, and he longs to be human because he is not very happy.
It just makes him feel human. I would be very excited if I didn't have to, like, put on clothes every day, because that means I wouldn't have to do laundry.
True.
I'd be like, look at my awesome robot body. I don't have to do shit. I don't have to do laundry. I don't have to, you know.
You don't have to.
Don't have to figure out what I'm going to wear. I can just wear my metal self. And people,
doesn't matter what a temperature it is.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
maybe just like buff it a little so it looks all shiny. But other than that, I don't think you need clothing.
Yeah, but he sees it differently. Usually when he's not in his, you know, in his regular, you know, fully clothed, he's also wearing trunks.
Of course he is.
Which I always find to be.
Save a robot junk.
He must. I've never seen him without it. Well, I mean, there was a robot body of his that was did not have trunks, but it was like his legs were kind of different, so it didn't really, you know, provide room for standard junk, whereas I think these legs kind of do.
Maybe he has robot junk?
So he might have a robot batch.
Oh, you know, maybe like a Ken doll, or like, are we talking like... Like,
Ken doll batch. He might have like a. He might have like a. He might have like a molded batch.
Just like a little bump
that he might treat as batch, robot batch.
Robot batch. Yeah.
So yeah.
Robot batch. Neat.
So anyway, so basically, so the batch. I guess I have to kind of because I'm kind of educating you on this
yes,
as we go here.
Yes.
So Niles Calder, at one point, married.
Was obsessed with robot batch.
Well, obviously, because he created Robot Man.
Obviously.
But so Miles Calder married Celsius when she was like a teenager.
Gross.
Because she was like an Indian girl, and he somehow also like experimented on her and gave her these powers of shooting heat and cold. Conversely.
Well, that's great.
So
what
she's
an awesome guy. Why are we looking for him
well,
besides to kill him?
I don't know because she believes that he's alive. Cliff thinks he's dead.
Does she want to kill him?
I don't know. I think she just. I think there's just like a lot of proof going around that he's alive.
Gross.
So he's trying to find him, and you know, there's. So she's like,
robot
everybody's like,
Batch.
Robot Batch is like, fuck you, he's dead. And she's like,
no, he's alive.
No, she's not. And then she's like, I'm out of here. And I love this part here. There's this great panel of just
oh,
them,
yeah, where they're just like,
just kind of like Robot Man and Tempest, the other one of the guys in Doom Patrol. Just kind of shrugging.
Yeah, well,
like
both
very,
of them have their hands up, like, what are you going to do?
Because
she's pretty pissed off.
Yeah.
And she's, so she storms out, and they both look at each other like, women.
Hey, ladies.
Hey-o, like that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So we cut to a corrections facility, and this is actually really funny. Because, so apparently... There's a bunch of old men that show up
mm-hmm.
at this facility because they're part of the adopted grandfather program for inmates.
Well, you have to remember that What's-His-Face at the very beginning was working, sitting at an old age home.
Who, Awardus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but he's not a part of this group here.
He's not?
No. These are like the old commandos he sends. I think he's controlling them because I don't see him.
But Immortus is part, like, these are his goons, right?
These are his goons.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's what I figure. I figure that they all live in the old age home,
just,
and he dispatches them.
But he dispatches them, but there's a part of, like, something where a prison set up to bring a grandfather program. I've never...
Well, obviously, somebody pulled a bunch of strings to get these guys where they need to be. Because
but the warden is kind of, like, acting like this is a thing that's already been going on.
Well, maybe that's... They did it a whole bunch to make, like, lull them into a false sense of security, and then they strike. Because that's how you get shit done.
Yes.
That is how you pull things off. You lull people into a false set of security, do it a couple times, do it for like 6 months, and strike.
Clearly these old men had that
strike.
In mind. They stroked. They do stroke later.
Strokey stroke.
Anyways, so this was funny because like this old... don't know, actually this guy kind of looks like a Morris. Maybe that's why I'm very confused, but he's like, hey, I'm Walter. Hey, what's going on?
Yep. Hey, we're coming in for the old grandparents, the old grandpas, because these poor inmates don't know what it's like to have grandpas. And so they go in and, like, they go over to some guy who's playing, like, ping pong.
Well, it's, yeah, they go over to a specific guy who is Eric Larson is the artist, but
yeah.
Sven Larson.
Ben.
They go to Sven Larson and they're like,
what up, bro?
And what up, bro? I'm old. You want to hang out? And he's like, get out of here, old man.
Fuck you, old man.
And he's like, and the old man's like, that's okay, because we're here to break you out, because you're animal, vegetable, mineral man.
Oh, P.S. Have some Werther's Originals.
Yeah, he gives him a Werther's Original. Apparently, he gets his powers back. But anyway, so these old men, though, they start, like, they pull out guns because they have plastic guns.
Yeah.
They weren't padded down.
No. Yeah. They're old.
They're old. Nobody's fearing them, and they just start shooting the fuck out of everybody.
Because people underestimate the elderly.
Uh-huh.
See? Yeah. Always remember this.
Yeah, don't underestimate.
Don't underestimate
the elderly. If you've ever watched an episode of Sopranos, you should know. Like fucking Robert Loggia is beating the shit out of people. You know, it's like fucking...
Even Polly. Golden Girls. Who is always stealing shit? Sophia. She's the oldest one. Nobody ever says anything because she's an old woman.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Right.
And these old men literally shoot. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, Sven gets away, but apparently some
by
of these
By being
old-
very heroic, by the way, let us just say that he is very, very action movie where he's holding on to the ladder that the chopper has thrown down and he's holding onto it with one arm. And he's just like, see you guys later. And then all the old men die?
A bunch of them just die because they're like, we're old.
Why not?
Later. So.
Death.
Sorry.
Death.
We're watching wrestling again. We're watching the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Sean has to have this on in the background. I was wondering, because that first chick came out, I was like, she's way too young to be that girl. To that woman.
Well, it was in Natalia. She was inducting Alondra Blaze.
Yeah, I know. I figure I was like, wow, that woman's really young for having 80s hair.
Yeah.
But, no, anyway. Much older.
So, anyways.
Still looks great.
So, we go. So, now all of a sudden, we find out that Negative Woman, because now it's Negative Woman. The Negative being left Larry Traynor, the original Negative Man, when he died.
Uh-huh.
And jumped into this Russian cosmonaut.
So, like, the Negative Being has sort of a will of its own?
Yeah, it's kind of like its own thing.
It's like an entity.
Entity of sorts, yeah.
And it can't stand alone, right? It can't just be like, I'm going to be my own thing.
I guess not, no. I mean, it just
happens. I'm going to force people to wrap themselves in bandages and run around.
Right, so that's basically what's
going on. What's with the bandages?
Because they're radiated people. So if they're radioactive constantly, so this woman...
So the bandages are supposed to, like...
Keep them from being radioactive around people. That's why Negative Man always wore the rat bandages, because he was constantly radioactive. And same thing with Negative Woman. Now, because they're specially treated bandages.
I was going to say, are they lead bandages?
Yeah, there's something specially treated bandages that... I don't know. Now, this thing, though, that Niles Calder created the... You know, he had the specially treated bandages for Larry when he was Negative Man. I don't know how...
She has been.
Valhalla, she's got the bandages.
But she does.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she's been apparently been spying on the Doom Patrol, even though she's been in the Doom Patrol for however long, and she's been spying on them for Niles.
For Niles, yeah.
Niles, who apparently is alive and...
Hanging
out in D.C. And then, of course, we get...
This guy's eyebrows, man. His eyebrows are not on fleek. They're
Marty
problem.
Eyebrows. Well, it's also just the way I think that Eric Larson draws them. Like, he just kind of...
Like,
I think,
those eyebrows are, like, they're some serious eyebrows. They're, like, the new Rihanna single cover eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
nope.
Yeah. It's, they're about three-quarters of his face.
Yep.
But apparently this poor guy has leukemia again.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname is Karma. I forgot what his real name is. Whatever.
He's got the AIDS real bad.
He's got, no, leukemia. It's kind of sad.
It is sad. Though that's hilarious.
What is his expression?
Yes, the panel that where like he's like no, and he's like has his fist up and his head.
Yeah,
this back.
Is Eric Larson kind of has
funny
Eric Larson just kind of had his field day with this. Eric Larson, of course, went out to draw a lot of great comics, including Savage Dragon. This is like one of his early bigger books that he was on. It's actually his last issue
oh,
of drawing this book. So.
So as they're talking to this kid, who has leukemia, and he is sad, and he, like, doesn't want to tell the Doom Patrol because they're going to make him not fight anymore, and he says, no, fuck that.
I'm going to fight.
Yeah, they're like, we're fighting, and they all run off to fight.
They all run off, and they're all off to go and do shit, and for some reason, they go off of their costumes.
Right, to, like, a mall or something?
And then they go to, like, a hotel.
Oh, it's a hotel.
And for some reason, they're all dressed up as, like,
the worst tourists.
It's like,
it's like if you were gonna have like a group of tourists that were so obviously not tourists,
or not even regular humans.
But no, they were just like, oh, we're tourists, and one guy's carrying skis, and like the other one's wearing like swim trunks.
And for some reason,
the other
Karma's
guy's got like hiking gear and shit. Like that's what these people look like.
Karma's walking around with a baseball glove.
They're like, we're together.
We're like, all a family. Like, yeah, we all look. Yeah, we got a bandaged mummy woman.
And she's wearing a bikini, but please don't pay any mind to Robot Dad, who's dressed like the
Robot Dad!
Snowman.
Robot Dad.
It's a pretty, probably not the smartest cover, but it seems to work. So they get a hotel room.
So they get a hotel room, and then they start...
And then they do start fighting.
Well, because basically, you know, Celsius figures out that Valentina's been... been reporting back to Niles,
right.
And she
so
tracked
they start
it down
punching.
Somehow. And so she, so they start fighting, and
punch.
And Valentina fucking wails on her nose.
Yeah, her face is just one big bloody spot.
Just bashing her up.
And they're throwing each other across the room and whatever. And then somebody knocks at the door, and it is a bunch of old men.
Well, posing as
a guy delivering peaches. Again. No, people are not good with the disguises or the excuses in this issue. They're just like, yeah, we're old grandpa program. We're delivering peaches. We're a family of random tourists going to different places.
Yeah, I think somebody was already had in from. I like though that they're fighting, and at one point they're like, you know, Cliff, you know, Robot Man's hitting. He's like, hey, it's an old man, and you know, the kids like, they're all old, and they're all the old guys are like, hey. Fuck you!
They're wailing, man.
I'm gonna fucking grab your sack.
These old men are like fucking shit up.
Rip you apart, you ass.
You know, whatever. And as they're fighting, they're just fighting, and then all of a sudden, all the old men die.
Yeah, they just fucking die.
They just die, and they're like, they were alive a minute ago, and now they're all dead. And then there's like a knock on the door.
Right.
Yeah, so then, like, there's a knock on the door, or, like, a pounding on the door. They're like, oh, what the fuck? And it's the hotel manager who is...
Is he the manager?
Yeah, he says
he says, I ought to sick the manager.
Oh, so he's another tourist.
So he's just another guy. He's a big, fat guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and he sees the Doom Patrol all...
And he's like, you know what?
...dressed in their gear, ready to fight people up, and he goes, nope, never mind. And then they have...
And then they all start laughing.
They have another sitcom-esque moment where they're like, ha, 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 ha. Laugh, laugh, laugh.
Ha, ha, wasn't that funny.
Ha, ha,
that guy's like, you know what? Continue. And as they're doing that, Animal Mineral Vegetable Man breaks through the floor.
Animal Vin Diesel.
Animal Vegetable. It should be Animal Mineral Vegetable, shouldn't it?
It feels much more easier to say that way, but it's Animal Vegetable Mineral Man.
I mean, I understand what they were going
ABMM.
For. I realize they were going for animals, vegetables, and the mineral, but I feel like when you learn about it, it's always Animal Mineral Vegetables. Maybe? I don't know.
So basically, Animal Vegetable Mineral Man, he has the power to turn into any vegetable, mineral,
or animal,
at the same time.
So he could be.
He attacks them
as a dinosaur,
and he's a dinosaur.
He like busts through the floor of the hotel, but could he technically be like a moss dinosaur?
He could do that, but for some reason, he chooses instead of being a dinosaur. So he's a dinosaur, but he has
like a tree growing.
He's a T-Rex, but he has one hand that's like a bunch of I'm assuming it's like diamonds.
Oh yeah.
And the other hand is just a tree, but it's not like a tree hand. It's just a tree.
Yeah, it's just like a trunk.
And then his face turns and comes out of the tree, and then he turns into a bat.
Yeah.
And
he's just a bat. He's not like a mineral bat or anything. He's a
no.
Bat
he turns
bat.
Into a rhino bat.
Is that what he is?
Oh, wait. Okay, hang on. Here.
No, he's not a rhino bat. Okay, because, like, on this page, we'll go back. He's just a bat.
Okay, just a bat.
Just regular bat. And then over here, he's a rhino with lava arms, I'm guessing. That's what that is?
Yes, and a big...
And diamond leg.
Diamond leg.
Oh, and he has, like, a wood torso. Which, I don't know if that actually works if you have
well,
lava
wait a minute.
Arms.
What part of it is vegetable?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, here's a part tree.
Maybe that's the vegetable.
And now he's a...
Because, like, if you
hippo.
Have... Okay, so, like, if your torso is a tree and your arm is made of lava, could you catch yourself on fire?
Probably, I mean, maybe. I don't know. These are good questions.
I don't know how this works. So he could just be like, I'm an avocado, and just become, like, literally just a tiny avocado and, like, sneak into someone's groceries.
I mean, that would have actually made more sense. I don't know
True.
What they were trying...
Why didn't he become a peach?
He could have just became a peach, and he maybe could have just showed up and just been like, they could have just left. Because that's all they needed was for him to show up and fuck him up. Because, I mean, the old men were just a distraction.
Right.
And then after they dispatched the old men...
But the old men just died. That's the only reason that fight was over. The old men died.
Yeah.
So technically, if the old men didn't die, they could still be fighting the old men. Because they were holding their own.
Yeah.
So if they just needed a distraction, why bring him along at all? If you've already got old men.
Yeah, I don't know. This is so viable. I mean,
yeah.
What he should have did was just turned into... He could turn into a bug.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
He could have turned into a new... Obviously, if you turned into a lizard...
He could have just turned into, like, a spider and just crawled underneath the door and, like, done whatever he needed to do, like, espionage-wise.
Because that's the whole reason why they released him, so they can basically get Miles Calder back and attack the Doom Patrol. That was the whole reason why he's out. So this seems like a lot of...
Unless if
it's maybe like his head can only turn to animals.
I don't know. Right there, it's a human head.
But he's a human head.
Like
he's a mammal.
Neck.
He's a mammal. Well, he's a giraffe neck, but he also has
hairy arms.
Can't he just
turn into a mouse?
Yeah, he can turn into a mouse.
Like, you could just turn into a little mouse or something.
Or an amoeba.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I feel like he's really... As cool as it is to be like, look, he's got diamond legs, and he's a, you know, giant dinosaur, and he's got a wood torso. Like, you're kind of actually underserving his power, because his actual power of just turning into any fucking thing he wants and getting into anything, because he's a regular, either a vegetable, which you could just, you know, it's a regular household item, or a bug, or a... You know, or a mouse or something, like, I think that's kind of underserving his power. Like, you could just, like, make him go anywhere. And instead he's like, I'm a dinosaur, break a hotel. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, they could have, you know...
He could be much cooler.
He could be much more effective, is
he could be much
here.
More effective, correct.
You know,
yeah, he could. He really, really
he's
could.
Choosing to waste his...
And he's wasting it by busting the fuck out of a
by
hotel.
By becoming a rhino slash tree.
Because then you just bring... And like, there's more old men in jetpacks, and they show up, too.
The old men in jetpacks show up. Actually, one of my favorite things here is Tempest getting smacked through the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Because that's never going to come up again.
Boom.
Because that's never going to come up again.
No, that's not going to happen. And,
but,
you know...
So General Mortis...
Getting crunched.
Yeah, well,
Robot
yeah,
Man
yeah,
gets crunched.
Yeah, Cliff gets crunched, and Robot Man... Or Mortis shows up, and he's like... You know, because they're like, I thought you were dead. And they're like, nope, not dead. I'm old. I'm immortal.
Ha 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 ha.
And then...
DC has a lot of immortals.
Yeah, everybody wants to live...
Well, DC especially has just a bunch of them that just sort of show up all the time.
Yeah. And so basically he's like, what the... You know, I'm here. Fuck you all.
And then Niles Calder
shows up. Niles Calder shows up and is...
Of course, everybody around him is just... You know, everything has been smashed.
How he got there so efficiently in his wheelchair is also beyond me.
I think it's this car. See this guy in the back of the car? I'm assuming that
he
just drove him over.
So that was probably like a really secret thing, I guess, to kind of drive him up there.
Why couldn't you just call him on the phone? I don't know. Like, did you have to smash a whole hotel? I'm sure that guy in the Hawaiian shirt is dead now.
Oh, yeah, no, he's fucking
dead.
That
guy's totally dead. Like, everybody in that hotel is dead except for the Doom Patrol. And they're not doing too well, as you can see.
No, yeah, because the last panel has Celsius all wasted.
It was just
on the ground, and now
it's a bunch of collateral damage.
Yeah, it's pretty
that we didn't need. So Niles Calder
in DC, not of all places.
End.
That is Doom Patrol, the Doom Patrol, Volume 2, Number 15, December 1988. Just a few issues before Graham Morrison would come in and fuck it all up. Well, not fuck it up. I mean, fuck it up in a good way.
He would Morrison it.
He would Morrison the shit out of it. He Morrison the shit out of this.
I'm sure.
So
that doesn't surprise
me. Which is the thing is, it's kind of like I have one of those books, and it's just weird as shit, and it's not something, though, that I would feel necessarily okay with reviewing, because this is just... Deep Patrol is supposed to be weird. It is wacko as fuck.
Yeah.
And they did a good job here. So,
yeah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
All right. It's time for the wrestling portion of our book. Or our podcast. It is The Thing, Volume 1.
In honor of WrestleMania.
Yes, The Thing.
What is this WrestleMania number?
Number 32.
WrestleMania
32? No, 31. 31. 31. 30 was last year. 31. But they don't want to call it by numbers anymore.
Is it XXX?
No, they just won't call it. It's just WrestleMania Play. People are calling it because it just has a play button for the logo.
Oh, fuck that.
Because Vince McMahon doesn't want numbers anymore because he doesn't want people to think it's old.
So how does he feel about the Super Bowl?
Well, he doesn't give a shit about the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl uses numbers.
But they're sport, they're entertainment. He doesn't give it. The football is sports.
Okay, so we all know that Vince McMahon is senile at this point, right? Like, that is ridiculous.
It looks great, though.
He does. His head looks a little too small for his body, and it always has. He's got like this giant body and this little tiny head. Anyway, so in honor of WrestleMania that doesn't have a number,
WrestleMania that should not be numbered, we are reading The Thing number 32 from 1985. I'm sorry, February 1986.
Oh man.
Number 32, this is the thing. The Thing. This is when Ben Grimm went out on his own.
To become a wrestler.
Well, one of the things he did was become a wrestler. Which is hilarious. And it's right, because apparently he's wrestling for like a superhero
promotion
kind of called the Unlimited Class Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
And on the cover, it's the wrestling career of Vance Astro, a.k.a. Marvel Boy.
Uh-huh.
Is not long for this world. And there's a gun pointed at
him
and the whoever thing as they grapple. So, anyways, So
we start with things on a plane.
Things on a plane.
With a friend.
He's on a plane. He's on this plane with Sharon Ventura.
And they're on a plane. And they're heading back to L.A. And for some reason, it's been really, really turbulent. So the thing asks the stewardess. And the stewardess goes, well, I can't tell you, but since you're the thing, I'll tell you.
Well, because he's also an experienced pilot.
Yes.
That's always been his deal. Which is also kind of, you'd think, I'm surprised that the thing has to take commercial class. Well, then again, at this point in the book, he is no longer with, see that? WrestleMania Play. Anyways.
Dumb.
See that? So he's no longer with the Fantastic Four. Like, he's...
Well, yeah.
So he doesn't have his scooter or whatever it is he flies around.
Oh, yeah.
Around.
I forgot about his scooter.
He's got his little man scooter or
why
whatever.
Why can't they give that to him?
I don't know. I'm assuming he got taken away or if he just doesn't have access to it anymore, to the mini car or whatever
maybe
it is.
Maybe you can't really fly it across country.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's something that you can't do.
So the thing, so they're like, well...
They're like, come help us, and they take him up to the cockpit.
Well, it's funny because they're like, well, you're the thing, I guess you can figure this out.
Yeah,
so he goes
help
back
us thing.
So they come back, and they're like, the landing gear is sticking, I think.
Yeah, landing gear is stuck. And
all they
like,
say is, it's the landing gear. So the stewardess goes out and is like, hey, everybody, remain calm. And everybody sees the thing, and they're like, hey, it's the thing. Let's see if we can, maybe he's going to help us out. So the thing decides to...
Just rip a hole in the floor. Yep.
Of the goddamn plane.
Yep.
He starts tearing it up, and everybody's like, oh my god, he's going to kill us.
And yeah, they're like, holy shit, this guy just ripped a hole in the fuselage. That's bad.
He's ripping a goddamn hole in the plane.
And he's like, oh wait, this is just the baggage compartment.
If you were sitting on a plane, first class giant plane, and you were like, hey, this flight's kind of bumpy. It's like, yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
He goes, and you saw this giant rock man start ripping a hole in the plane.
You would assume you're going to die.
I would assume that it was like, this is something really terrible is going to happen. And I would, rightfully so, I would freak out.
Yeah.
And everybody starts freaking out and things like in his head. He's like, shut up.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you guys. So he like jumps down into the baggage area.
Baggage area, which he's surprised by because apparently he doesn't fly planes with baggage.
Yeah, he's like, oh, why is there baggage here? And you're like, well, I don't know.
And they must be flying in like one of those like those like U.S. Army planes.
Well, no,
like there's USO always, planes because it's like gigantic in the bottom.
But Mike, you know what planes? I've never actually been in a baggage hold, so I can't say if it's big or not. I'm gonna assume it's got to be pretty big.
It's got to be pretty big, but it looks this one looks really big because it's.
I think you can stand up in there, but I don't know. I don't actually know.
So he's ripping a hole in this thing.
So like and, he jumps into the baggage area, and then he's like, okay, and he wanders around until he finds the landing gear, which I don't know how that works, but okay, in this book. The
and
baggage,
it's like he's throwing around just
throwing shit around.
Giant things of luggage around in this apparently humongous baggage area.
Sure.
Because the thing is not a small man, and he looks tiny compared to all this luggage that's underneath this plane.
Yes, that's true. It's true. And so, like, as you can see, like, he tries to push the thing down, and it's all the air is being sucked out through the hole that he ripped in the floor because the landing gear is down. And this is my favorite drawing in here, is this stewardess is like, oh no, God, so she's almost dying, but she's drawn in such a way that you still get to see she's wearing garters.
Oh, yeah,
so you
yeah.
still get to think that she's hot, even though she's in peril. Which, that's just wonderful. So you get that, and he, like, pushes down. Are you laughing at me?
Everybody's dying. And yeah, actually, I just noticed that. They're just straight up.
They're like, look at these legs.
They're like,
these
it's like,
gams.
Look at those gams. Look at
wearing
that dame
garters.
With the gams.
Oh, garters.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so Thing, like, pushes down the landing gear after a lot of strain, and it goes down.
Apparently, it was jammed, and so what were they just going to do? Just going to crash the plane?
Do you remember that JetBlue plane, like, a long time ago where something was wrong and the landing gear only came down halfway on, like, one of the planes?
Yeah.
And they had a circle and circle and circle until they were almost out of fuel and then pretty much just coming on their belly. Because the wheel was, like, all weird. But you can do that. They can do that. If the landing gear doesn't work, you can slide on in.
All right. Well, they didn't have to do that.
Hopefully not die.
So... Ben knocks the landing gear loose. They land.
Yay, everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
And everybody's like, thanks, Thing, you're the best. And he's like...
I love this... yeah.
This one right here.
There's a kid. Everybody's like in the, you know, in the cabin's like, hey, bro, you know,
yeah,
great. And so one little kid, like the kid who was just, you know, there was some kid earlier was like, I'm gonna die, mommy. And then later she's like, they land the plane and they're like, yay, let's do it again, mommy. And I think the mother.
It has to be the mother.
Mother just goes, shut up, Mary. Which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really funny. I hope to one day have children to tell them to shut up.
And, you know, Ben's like, everybody's like, all right, you know, Ben's like,
good job, Thing. And he's like, I'm feeling all right.
Like, whatever.
It took a lot out of me, but I'm happy now because I saved those people's lives.
So he's back in L.A.
Yep.
This is nice. It's actually in L.A., so
yep.
It's fun. I can kind of relate to this. So he goes to hotel.
Yes.
Which is weird here because now that my question is, he goes to a hotel, I'm assuming.
But his stuff is already in the hotel.
His stuff is already in the hotel, and there's somebody ransacking his hotel.
Yes.
And
then he throws a bed at them.
He throws a bed at them. This guy's like...
It's just a regular guy.
It's a regular guy.
He throws a bed at him.
He throws a bed at him, and this guy's like trying to escape, and the guy's like, oh, crumb. And Thing's like rightfully pissed, because it's like there's some asshole in his room.
Well, yeah, and he like, you know, threw all the stuff out of the drawers, whatever.
Turns out he's looking for Vance Astrovic. He's a private investigator looking for Vance Astrovic or Vance Astro.
And you know what's really stupid about this? Okay, so he's like, I'm not going to tell you where Vance Astro is, except he's my manager.
Yeah, he's his manager.
So he tells him that he's his manager. So obviously, you just told him how to find him.
So where were the things hanging out?
Right, like wherever the thing has a match, you're pretty sure that this guy's going to show up because he's his manager.
Yes.
But and then he's like, I'm not telling you anything, but he's my manager, and like throws the guy out. So like, you could have pretty much ended the comic book right there. Like there is no need for the rest of it. You already told him where this kid is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, and I'm like when the thing does this all the time. The Thing's always talking to himself.
He also has some, like, weird headache problem, which I'm assuming will get resolved in some future issues.
Future issues, yeah, he passes out, but he's, it's like how he always talks to himself, like, really, long things because it's super exposition-y.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I can't believe the one issue when I was hanging out with Vance Astro and we were doing stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I told that kid to go home.
I told that kid, oh boy, I'm dizzy. Oh, you know what? I also got to tell you some more stuff.
Like, yeah, it's just like panels of the thing talking to himself.
It's like, just, he's, you know, reminds me of Teddy from Bob's Burgers. Just kind of talking. And
yeah, just talking. Nobody listens.
Everybody's like, ah, okay, whatever, buddy. So
next day.
Oh, so
goes to wrestle.
He goes to wrestle.
And he's like, you know, I'm not 100%, but I'm feeling better. So he's wrestling.
He goes to wrestle. He goes to train. Because wrestling is real, I think, in this federation.
Wrestling is always real, babe. It's real to you.
It's real to me.
It's real to you.
Real to me, damn it. So he's he's grappling with some cat named Speedo.
A jobber.
Jobber named Speedo, and he's just training in there. And for some reason, Speedo, who looks nothing like a guy you would think is named Speedo,
right? And he's not even wearing a Speedo, so I feel that that's kind of false advertising.
He's kind of dressed like Wonder Man with a red shirt.
He's got like jeans. He's wearing jeans, so like obviously John Cena got his inspiration from this guy.
Oh yeah, he was reading this just back in
1986. And he was like, good plan, except I'm gonna wear jorts. So he's wearing jeans.
I don't want people to mistake me for Speedo.
So like a sweater.
Yeah, so he's fighting with Ben. And
at least the thing looks like he's supposed to be wrestling.
Yeah, Thing's wearing, like, instead of just wearing his usual blue trunks, he's kind of wearing, like, a big singlet, you know, which actually is appropriate for wrestling.
Yeah.
That's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's an appropriate, the other guy's just wearing, like, a sweater, and he's like, whatever.
He's just dressed like a scumbag guy from wrestling, like indie fed that's just like, I'm the promoter, but I don't want to wear trunks, I'm gonna wear my jeans.
Yeah, my whole purpose is to lose. So then this guy walks out with another guy.
Well, the whole time, too, like, Ben notices that apparently the PI
is there. Gee, he's there.
In the Olympic Auditorium.
I wonder why this guy showed up.
Training in the Olympic Auditorium, which I think is hilarious because it's not like the Olympic Auditorium. You know, you would think – I find it funny that they're training there, not training like in a gym or like a warehouse or somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, like where wrestling schools actually train. No, they're actually training at the place where they held the matches.
Yes.
You know, and there's nobody else there.
Yep.
Like Ben, and I don't know who's coaching Ben. Mm-hmm. Like Ben does not have a go. Ben is just fighting a random man in a ring.
Yeah.
And out comes the president of the
promotion.
This cat named Garner. And he comes out with Vance Astro, or as he tries to pass him off as Manglin' John Mahoney.
Mangolin John Mahoney.
And he's dressed up like Vance Astro. Like, if you've seen any issues of the Guardians of the Galaxy from, you know, from the 70s and 80s, you know, any of those things, he's dressed like Vance Astro, except for the full face mask or whatever. But
also, an appropriate wrestling outfit.
But he's, like, fully, like, dressed. Like, it's a weird kind of, like, grappling outfit.
It's
kind of like Rey Mysterio, wearing a full body outfit or something
that's
like fine. That.
I mean, you could pull that off in wrestling.
And like,
but then he's like, oh, whatever, that's not right. This is obviously...
It's obviously Vance.
Vance, and he's wearing like a padded muscle suit to make himself look bigger.
Yeah. So him and Ben start wrestling, and Vance also has like a mind...
Like a telekinetic thing.
He has a telekinetic deal, so he can knock people over and stuff and, you know, do that sort of thing. So he's doing that to Ben while they're fighting. And he's, you know, so they start talking about the private investigator. And he's like, yeah, he's been snooping around. So what we need to do is we need to make this fight look really good so he'll leave me alone. And
yeah. The PI guy.
Yeah, so the PI and the PI guy is just sitting there being creepy.
He's just like, he's wearing a trench coat, too. So he should probably be at, like, an adult theater somewhere.
Pretty much.
Watching Deep Throat.
Pretty much.
For, like, the 18th time.
For, like, just constantly watching Deep Throat. He's only when he's not doing anything else, he's constantly watching Deep Throat.
Uh-huh. It's kind of like Fox Mulder in The X-Files, where all he does is just, like, watch porn when he's not doing anything else. Which is an actual thing.
Oh. I thought he liked college basketball.
He also watches basketball, but really his thing is to watch the porn.
Oh, okay.
Like, he only has a couch. He does not actually have a bed until, like, season 6 or something. And so he sleeps on his couch, and he falls asleep watching porn. He doesn't actually watch it to jerk it. He just watches porn because he's bored. I wonder if they're going to bring that back. I can't wait for the X-Files to come back, but, I wonder if they're going to bring that back. Anyway, so he's sitting there, and they're fighting, and they're wrestling.
They're fighting, and whatever, and, like, yeah, they're, so Vance is like, don't go easy on me, and Ben's like, You know, like, Vince's like, hang on, we kind of need to talk about this crazy right. shit going on.
And he's
on.
Like, how about I tell the dude that you really are the guy he's looking for? He's like, no, blah, blah, blah. And the guy, and then creepy guy's like, yeah, you know what? This is boring. I'm going to go find an adult theater. So he leaves. But after he leaves, Vance still won't tell the thing why this guy's looking for him. So finally, after a lot of back and forth...
You know, they start beating each other up, tossing Vance is using his
it
brain.
It becomes an after-school special in which Vance is like, I'm going to tell you why. My parents are looking for me and I'm never going back because my dad hits me. Because he doesn't like having a mutant as a son. And they're like, oh, it's all right, boy. And then they hug. And there's a special moment.
Vance later went on to kill his dad.
Okay.
Just let you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, he went on to use his mental powers to kill his dad in the back when he was in with the New Warriors, and it was sad.
Right. So Thing goes to the doctor, and he's like, I got these weird headaches, and the guy's like, meh, can't do anything for you, and then he hears gunshots.
Actually, one of those here, so he's looking at, he's checking him out.
And he says, you're flaking of your skin.
Oh, flaking. There's a flaring. I'm like...
Oh, flaking.
But he says he's flaking. I mean, you would think that the thing's going to be flaking anyways because he's made of rock. He's got a rocky hide. It's going to constantly...
Is it called a rocky hide?
Well, I mean, that's it. That's his name. It's a rock-like hide. I mean, look at him.
It's just, I don't know if a person would like to have their skin referred to as a hide.
That's quite the rocky hide you got there, Ben.
Moisturizer. You too will have a rocky hide.
Watch out! Don't have a rocky hide. Moisturize your skin.
Use Vaseline. So
Ben's getting checked out, and the doctor's whatever. It's like you're flaking, and he's like, and he's not sure about why he's having dizzy spells, and we hear gunshots.
Blam, blam.
Blam, blam. Ben goes out to see what's going on. And the private investigator, for some reason, is...
trying to shoot...
He's shooting...
Vance.
He's shooting at Vance. Vance is just standing in the ring, apparently.
And he says, I'm trapped. I'm like, dude, you have fucking telekinesis. There is no such fucking thing as trapped. Like, why he doesn't, like, smash his gun or...
Why doesn't he fucking run? I mean, I see a space right here.
He's like, I'm trapped. I'm like, there's one guy in the entire... There's literally no other people here. And he says, help me, I'm trapped. There's no one else in this entire arena. And he says, help me, I'm trapped.
So Ben goes after the dude, and the guy's like, stay back. And he's like, they're blanks.
Oh, and then our friend Speedo comes and ka-chocks this guy's arm and breaks it.
Which, and the guy's like, and they're all like, kind of like, oh god, how dare you knock this guy out?
Like, he's got a gun.
He's got a fucking gun.
Yeah, because they don't know that they're blanks yet.
He's shooting at somebody in the middle of a ring.
Right, he's like holding a gun and pointing it and shooting it, and then he's yelling at this, at Speedo because he broke his arm. I'm like, yeah, he should have broken his arm.
Speedo's is getting a raw deal here.
He really is. He's kind of getting the shit.
Speedo's just helping out, and then...
Justifiably. And then the guy's like, oh, they're just blanks. I'm like, well, when you were shooting at us, we didn't know that.
And then Ben's like, what the fuck? Get away from Speedo. And it's like, dude, you should be pummeling the fuck out of this guy. He's just trying to shoot somebody.
Right. They're like, oh, but he doesn't have the same powers. We can't. And he's like, and my gun was full of blanks, guys. I don't think that's true.
Because the whole thing is because the UCWF wrestlers are too strong, to be dealing with civilians.
I'm sorry. You walk into a room and you start shooting at somebody. Somebody breaks your fucking arm.
Yeah.
That's your problem. That's just how that goes.
So, but apparently the private investigator reveals that he was just doing it to keep him there while his parents showed up.
And he's like, oh no, not my parents. He finally runs out of the ring because all of a sudden he's not trapped anymore.
Yeah, now he runs out.
And so the thing's trying to chase him.
He literally hops out of the ring.
Yeah.
Like, hops over the ropes.
Yep, just hops.
Like, from
but
a standing...
But before he couldn't do it.
Before he couldn't do that. But now he runs out and Ben goes after him. Ben knocks Ben back. And he knocks Speedo back. Speedo getting fucking rocked. Really upsets me. He's trying to help.
He really did. He came out. He didn't have to help. He could have just stayed backstage wearing his sweater. But no, he came out and he was trying to lend a hand to his fellow wrestler.
Nope.
Nope.
Fuck it.
Just getting the raw deal. So finally, Thing, like, grabs this kid and he's like, no, I'm not going to let you go, you know, whatever.
And lo and behold, the mother shows up.
Yeah.
He's got some really red eyes in this thing here.
Yeah, I didn't understand because they turn yellow later.
They turn yellow?
Uh-huh. Where? Like in a couple panels. I'll show you.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you see that they're red here, right?
Do we have any other close-ups of him?
There's another one. See his eye? Wait, where he's crying? Go back to where he's crying.
Back
they're where he, normal. I think they're like brown. But then whenever he uses his powers, it looks like they're red, because they're red here, and they're red in the neck on the previous page. I was looking at this earlier. I was trying to figure this out.
Oh, this is interesting.
Maybe not that page. Page earlier.
Fascinating.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're red there.
Well, he's not really doing anything.
No, this is when he starts running. So anyway, his mom shows up, and he's like, Mom, she's like, oh, I missed you, and he's like, where's Dad? And she's like, oh, he's getting some help. He can change, which that's bullshit, but whatever. And he can totally change, and she's like, she's like, we need you to come home because
it obviously didn't work because he killed his dad.
This is my favorite part. It's like, we want you to come home because we could really use your help around the house. Which is, like, such a fucking bullshit reason to ask somebody to come home. Like, I need my gutters cleaned. Can you come home? So, his eyes are yellow in this frame. See right there?
Yeah.
Weird, right? I don't know if that's just a coloring error or if that's on purpose.
These are questions that only I can ask. That you'd have to ask
the colorist.
Colorist or Mike Carlin, the writer.
Yeah.
Or who's a colorist here?
Oh.
Let's see. Adam Phillips with one L.
Yeah.
All right. So when we see him, if we see him at WonderCon, I will ask him.
Yeah.
I'll carry his around with me. And I will be like,
hey. Can you tell me why his, he'll be like, I don't
remember. Bro.
And he'll be like, dude, do you know how old that issue is? I have no fucking clue.
Can you explain this to me? No, I can't.
No, I don't remember either.
This is 30 years ago, man. 28 years ago. You need to not ask these questions anymore.
So he's like, thanks, Thing. You really helped me out by holding me in place. And he's like, no problem. And so, like, then
the PI gets his. They
the
help.
Kid walks off with his mom, and the
PI gets medical attention.
Yeah, you know, like, Thing and Speedo are like, we got a doctor who can help you with that arm. And then he's like, he says, like, oh, it's just like things like it's Miller time.
Miller time, because beer.
And then that's the end of the book.
That's it.
That's it.
It's been a long episode.
Right?
What are we doing?
Well, there's also been a lot of wrestling going on. Like, I feel, okay, is that Warrior's wife?
Yes.
I feel really bad for this woman. That they have made her come out here.
I'm sorry, but
and, like, cry her way through the last 20 minutes of this fucking show.
I don't know why, but that statue, because they're giving this to the kid's father who the kid.
What, they're giving the statue to the kid's father?
Yeah, that's the award.
Well, I thought the award was the Warrior mask thing.
No, that's the whole thing. It's the Warrior Award. See, there's a base and everything.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the big statue behind her. They're not giving him that.
What are they giving it to Daniel Bryan?
What, or maybe statue?
Or they're giving it to Daniel Bryan for his... To give it to the kids.
They're not giving this... No. Not the statue of Warrior.
I know that.
Okay,
I'm talking
about
the mask.
I'm like, no, the statue...
Yeah, no, I was talking about the mask.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she finally got off this... And now Daniel Bryan's going to cry because that kid died.
I will say this.
There's a little. Look at this. What the fuck is going on?
There's immense batch.
In that statue.
Well, they're finally zooming in. But I think for the majority of the speech, it was pretty much just like
I felt
robot.
So bad because, like, I'm sitting here trying to do this podcast, and every time I look at the screen, this poor woman is crying, or her daughters are on the screen crying because Warrior died, and she's, I don't know, giving away the Warrior Award to the dad of the kid. Who came to WrestleMania last year, who had, like, brain cancer. Oh, and he died, like, 5 days later, too, by the way. Great story. So everybody on stage is just crying.
Yeah, it's just very sad.
It's awful. So, Sean, where can they find you?
You can find
Transitions.
Me. You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, as well as Instagram at AngryHeroSean and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jen Stansfield. Tumblr is jenstansfield.tumblr.com. WordPress is jenstansfield.wordpress.com. Next weekend is WonderCon, so we're hoping that we can find some new fun comics.
Maybe we'll take our little recorder with us and we'll record something there.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it, like, on the
floor.
Oh, God, no. No one will be able to hear us. Maybe we can find, like,
a room.
Or a corner.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll find a little table.
Go sit on the floor.
I'm gonna find a table where or some celebrity's not using it.
What's his face who's always
Virgil?
Virgil, but the other guy.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, well, let's go sit at his table.
I don't think he'll mind.
No, not at all.
I watched Lou Ferrigno eat a Clif Bar once.
Yes, you took a sneaky picture.
I took a picture of you scratch his dick at the same time like a monster.
My favorite picture that you ever took at a con was the picture you took of Adam West.
We'll explain it.
Well, so we went to Kamikaze, I think, the first time we ever went.
Yeah.
And so we're standing in line to get, like, something to drink. And we could see Adam West at, like, a couple tables down and, like, his little tiny head. So Sean is trying to take a picture of him on his phone. So he takes a picture. He's like, oh, I got a picture of Adam West. And he turns to show it to me. Well, as he was taking this picture of Adam West, Adrian Curry just walked right by, like a complete, like, the movie Legend, the black dress thing. She was in that whole full regalia. And she had just walked by. So it's this perfect picture of Adrian Curry, and in the background is this little itty-bitty head that apparently
is Adam West. But somehow it was the tiny, it was great, it was framed perfectly that the tiny, you could just see all of Adam West's tiny head.
Yes.
but also a great picture of Adrian Curry. Adrian Curry in her outfit. That it was
but you didn't even intend to take.
No, that was pure luck. Had I taken a second sooner, later, Adam probably would have been obscured, or I wouldn't have gotten all of Adrian.
Uh-huh.
It was perfectly timed.
Great job, babe.
And,
I'm really proud of you.
I hope I get to meet her and show her this picture.
Do you still have it?
I have it somewhere. It's all over my social media and stuff like that. So, anyway, so people can find you where?
Oh, I already said.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.